We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about hotel horrors.
Horror.
Horrifying things that have happened in a hotel. Right. There's, I think there's one on Reddit. Got a little crazy people talking about, I think these are hotel workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're talking about what they've seen. I mean, if you've done something heinous in a hotel, the hotel that we can directly see from here, the Hyatt Regency.
Yes.
Oh, no.
They gave me a suite one time. I have no idea why they did that.
Oh, no.
At the world's largest office party that used to be over there, and they gave me, and like, I invited pretty much everyone who wanted to keep partying up to my room.
Ugh.
And they dumped so much red wine around the room that when I came out of my bedroom, I seriously thought it was a scene from Dexter. It was. And the only thing I could do was use white wine on top of the red wine and all the fresh white towels.
That's how I learned that white wine gets red wine stains out of. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a terrible idea. But then whoever the maid was who came
sucks.
In,
ooh.
The bathtub was full to the top.
Oh, soft
stained.
Up.
You know, really, though, that's probably pretty mild compared to what they usually see. Like, some of these stories are pretty bad.
They are.
There's one in here where they said somebody number two'd in the nightstand.
In the nightstand.
What?
Why?
What the heck?
What is your point?
Bastards.
But, I mean,
it's like it's not their place, so they're like, whatever. Free game, bathroom anywhere. Like, what?
In case you have to use the phone book and you can't because now it's all. Wait,
come
we don't
on,
use.
Everyone in this room, what you just said, Amber, is absolutely true. Like, when you get into a hotel, you're like, this is not my place.
A little bit. But if it's a nice hotel, then you, I don't know. Like, I remember one time I did stay in Vegas. I went for this, like, fitness thing, and the girls that I were with, it was like an influencer trip, and we all were like, this hotel is crap, and just like treated it not
you
nice.
Just ripped on
it. Was disgusting anyway, so we were like, whatever, you know.
My first thing is to get naked in every hotel room and just like walk around. Like, I don't do it anymore, but I would walk around and I just sit in weird places.
Okay.
Ew.
What? You're the one that's crapping in the nightstand.
But then it occurred to me that I'm probably not the only one who does that.
I was just going to say, your butt is not the first butt on that chair.
What?
I wouldn't sit on chairs. I'd sit in weird places.
Okay.
Like, I'd get up on top of things.
Oh, great. So never use the desk at any hotel
that
Slacker stayed at.
And didn't you say that you also, when you shower, he'll use every towel manageable, and then you'll use it like a path? You'll throw them on the floor.
Oh, yeah,
and
I make a little walkway.
You'll walk on the used towels where you
I
walk.
I don't want to slip.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not great.
The last time I visited family in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I was checking in about 2 a.m. into this. It was like a medium-range motel hotel. And the kid.
No, that distinction is important. M or an H?
It was an M, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
The medium-range M.
Or maybe it was
like
an H. No, it was an H.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I remember there was a young guy who was working the desk. It was like 2 a.m., so he's like all excited to have someone to talk to. He goes, oh, my God, you should have been here like 10 days ago. We had a murder in one of our rooms.
What?
It might be this one.
Right. It just went into the details about what happened in this room. Yeah, oh, he was all excited. I go, dude, you're not really selling me wanting to stay.
Did you just stay there?
Yeah, I did.
Because it's like there's not many places to stay there.
True. And he promised that the room he gave me was nowhere near where the woman got murdered.
Why
on the
would
first.
You tell, like,
I know.
manager does not want you telling everybody that somebody
definitely
died there.
There's
not.
A good point there.
Although when we've done hotel horrors before, by the way, we want your calls, 303-222-5423. When we've done this before, I think people have said somebody's died in almost every room.
That's
in one
true.
Way, like if you think about a hotel,
you're right.
Like I don't want to name names, but like hotels that have been around, like the historic hotels in downtown.
You're right.
And I'm not talking murders, but just somebody checked in and died, or OD'd, or
yes, got murdered or shot, or yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So there's been death and yeah.
Oh man, you're putting your butt wherever they die.
Yes, you are.
I used to love hotels until right now.
I know.
I still love them. But like
you show me the nicest hotel, 5-star, I'll take a black light into those rooms and every
for sure.
Yes, they're all
there's never take a black light. Because here's what I did. I've been to several Super Bowls. I've only gotten into one or two. And like you're trying to buy the real Super Bowl tickets. The only way to tell if it's real
that's right.
is to shine a black light on the ticket.
That's right.
Oh, no.
So I've had a black light flashlight with me in my last couple of hotels.
So you'll, before,
no.
you'll, yes.
Is it bad?
I was in a not so great hotel in Pearland, Texas. It's like a suburb of Houston.
Really?
Oh.
In
places that you wouldn't imagine. The curtains.
Oh, no, they're using that for
disgusting.
Oh, they're using for cleanup.
Yeah. Oh, no, the curtains look like a murder scene.
Okay.
To be sure.
That sucks.
All right, so we want your horrifying hotel horrors. Oh, there's one other one here. Somebody said they used the jacuzzi as a, they had a jello bath in there. So I just wanted to get that up.
Wait, they had a what bath?
They put jello in the jacuzzi, but then they turned the jets on. So then the jets would get clogged with the green jello.
Oh, ouch. Yeah, that's not.
Yikes.
All right, so if you work at a hotel and you want to talk about dead bodies or you've just done something horrifying in a hotel, we want to hear your hotel horrors. Joel?
Yai.
Hotel horror.
Yeah, staying at a wonderful place in Albuquerque, New Mexico, late at night. Feel something tickling my back, and I turn around and turn the light on, and it's about a 3-inch cockroach.
That's not a
little one. That's a massive. It that's a three huge. Step
I,
to.
I brought it to the front desk, and they're like, "Oh yeah, they're all over the place."
That's their answer. It wasn't an immediate like upgrade to a suite. It's like, no, they're just
everywhere.
yeah. It was not the best. Type of hotel down there, but it's all that was down in Albuquerque there at the time. So,
dang.
So did you go back to the room or did you get your money back?
Oh, I went back to the room. I don't freak out about stuff like that, but I was like, what is tickling my back?
Yes.
It's on your skin. That's,
yeah.
I'm never sleeping.
Bed with you. No.
Right.
And there's has anybody ever seen a lone cockroach ever?
Oh,
they're
packs.
Yep.
Yeah, there's gaggles.
There's more.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Joel. Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Hotel horror.
Hey, I just thought Amber would really enjoy this new TV. Well, it's an older TV show, but it's called Another Dirty Room.
Oh,
it's
no.
A bunch of guys that go around and just rent hotel rooms, and they just destroy them. They open them up. They blacklight them. They tear. And it is disgusting what you find in a hotel room.
For real?
Oh, for real. It's like I said, I think it's on IMDb or something like that. Or can I say that?
Yeah, no, you can. I mean, we'll find it. Another Dirty Room.
Dang.
We made a show of it. It's that bad. Yikes.
Do you know what I just remembered? And we're going to get to this. Do you remember what happened to me in Mexico when I took, I won't say which girl I took, but I took her. It was her first time at an all-inclusive. She got so hammered. So then she fired down a full bowl of guacamole.
That's right.
Laid down on the comforter, booted all over it. So I picked her up, put her on the chair, took the comforter off with puke on it, put it in the bathtub, picked her up, put her back on the bed. She threw up on that, took her off, put her back on the chair, took the blanket, put it in. Fast forward, I had to do it four every time because I kept moving her and putting her on. Then I was down to the mattress pad, so I just left her on the floor. And she slept there with a robe on.
Oh, my
God. She also threw up on that, and then she stole my robe.
And it's green. It's guac.
It was green, guac, tomatoey thing. So that maid had to come in.
Oh.
I left $100 for that maid.
I was going to say,
I was like, we're going to need all new bedding, and you'll understand.
But you ended up, you stayed with her for a long time, didn't you, after?
Nicole!
Yay!
Hotel horror.
Well, I was an x-ray tech at the hospital. I was assigned to the morgue, luckily me. We had a person come in that had been in a jacuzzi bathtub in her hotel room for 4 days.
What?
The only thing that was sticking out was her foot.
Oh, she
oh,
had...
No, like so she had...
chicken.
Oh.
And no one checked the room for 4 days?
Nope. They just thought that that somebody was there in the jacuzzi, but...
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.